your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Rockets football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Sean Cressip.
Welcome back to Robert Doyle Stadium, everyone, for homecoming here in this 2016 football season as the Rockets and the Mustangs of North Oldham square off here tonight. The opening kick was an onside, if you want to call it that. They kicked it right at a front lineman for the Rockets who recovered it at their own 46-yard line. So Shelby County in business with good field position to start their first drive of the game. And it's Tyler Drain handing it off to the junior fullback Caleb Moorhead for a short gain on first down.
South Oldham's going to come in tonight showing us either North Oldham, three or four or five-man front. Last week against Spencer County, they were really making a lot of tackles for losses. So they'll blitz us, and they're going to come at it.
The Rockets, of course, run the triple option. They'll send two wide receivers to the left side, the far sideline, as they move from left to right across the dial tonight. Here's the snap. Drain will keep it on the option, pitch it to Stone around the left side. He's got the first down, and he'll be tackled inside the Mustangs territory. Spotted down at the 43-yard line, so the Shelby County offense moving the football on their first possession.
I think that's where it's going to be our bread and butter tonight. It's getting to the corner. If they want to blitz us upside, up the middle, try to get to us, I think we can hit them on the corners and get some of that speed out there with some big, big yardage.
First and 10, Shelby County from the Mustang 43. They send two wide receivers here to the near sideline. Davis comes in motion. They'll pitch it around on the sweep. As he is in the backfield, he breaks a tackle and then tries to get back up to the 46 as the pitch took him into, on the other side of the 50. And that's going to be a run for a loss on first down here for Shelby.
A little breakdown in the blocking right there. Somebody came up from the secondary and put the quick pressure on him. They played their defensive assignments very well.
46, Evan Williams was in on the tackle for Shelby County. Going to be second here in 13 from the Mustang 46. Drain hands it off to Moorhead on the right side. He is met immediately as he gets to the 44, and it was the Mustang defender number 15, Jake Sadoff, with the tackle. As Moorhead gets back to the 44-yard line. So this is going to bring up third down and 11 here early for the Rockets with 9:50 in the first quarter. No score between North Oldham and Shelby County. Rockets in their first offensive possession of the ball game, and here's a whistle. Should be noted tonight that the Rockets are wearing pink in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the flags thrown tonight by the officials apparently will also be pink. This flag is against Shelby County for illegal procedure, and that'll back the Rockets up to the 49.
I've seen a lot of pink through the month of October, but in high school, I think that's the first pink flag I've seen. He's got a pink whistle to it.
Third and 16, Drain drops back to pass, looks for Keyshawn Catlett down the right sideline, has the catch inbounds inside the 20, and Catlett with his first reception of the game, a nice throw and catch from Drain to Keyshawn Catlett. They spot it down at the 19. They'll spot it at the 18-yard line, and the Rockets enter the red zone for the first time.
You know, that was an excellent pass there. Keyshawn was covered, threw it right over the top of the defensive back there on Keyshawn's back shoulder, and great catch before going out of bounds.
Two wide outs to the left side, first and 10 from the 18. Drain going to pass again at the screen. This time he overthrows Brandon Davis to the left side of the formation. And
just a little swing pass over there in the flat, you know, trying to get your athletes on the corners out there.
Second down and 10 from the 18-yard line. The Rockets in the huddle now. 9 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Mustangs and Rockets. Here's Drain, sends Keon Stone in motion to the left side. He'll pitch it to Stone around the end. He's up inside the 10-yard line before being run out of bounds near the first down marker. It appears he'll have the first down. We'll wait for the indication.
I think he's going to be just a little bit short. Referee must have saw him step out from our angle. It looked like he had it.
He did go to the far sideline away from the home sideline, and he is going to be about a foot short of the first down, so the Rockets will face third and less than one from the 14-yard line.
Rockets seem to be taking a little time between plays. The playing fast during the plays and a little time in between.
Draining the shotgun, takes the snap. We'll hand to Moorhead up the middle. He'll have the first down inside the five. And the Rockets in business here early on their first possession will have first and goal at the 4-yard line.
Just a little quick dive up front. If I want a foot, I think I'd give it to Moorhead right up behind Hayden Tefford there. Let your all-state center just make a hole for you.
Moorhead with his second carry of this game gets the first down. It's first and goal from the 4. No score with 8:33 to play here in the first quarter. Drain takes the snap, hands it, pitches it over around the right side. This is Davis again in the backfield. He's run out of bounds back near the 10-yard line in time. That's the second time they've run that pitch sweep. Davis hasn't had a chance to get more than a 5-yard loss there on the play.
That time we had everybody locked up, but North Odom did a great job, especially Sayoff, and that's about the third or fourth time we said that name on this drive. Threw his blocker off and come up and made the tackle for a loss.
Sadoff is one of the two options at quarterback for North Odom, but he's a big boy. Here's a second and goal from the 10. They'll give to Moorhead off the left side, and he'll be brought down for a short gain. They'll mark him down at the 8-yard line, and so we'll see what happens here. But we mentioned in the countdown to kickoff, Edwards, the kicker tonight, not as sure what his range is. We saw him kicking extra points. They've got it at the 8-yard line now on third and goal.
Probably take a little chance here, knowing that, and try to throw one in the end zone.
Here's a reverse. They give it off to Davis coming toward this sideline, the home sideline. He's met at the line of scrimmage for no gain, maybe a loss of one on the play, and that's going to bring up fourth down. And here, Tom, we'll see Edwards trot on.
I don't know if that's much of a trot. He's walking out there, and he does have a limp. I would assume it's in his plant foot.
It is a slow walk out there for the senior place kicker, and
he might have been as slow as Jim Plunkett walking out there.
It was. There's some people out there that don't get that.
He was just a 60-year-old kicker for the Raiders.
That's right. Oh, here we are. Here's the snap. The kick is up and looks good, and it is, and the Rockets are on the board first as Edwards knocks home the short field goal try. 3-0 Shelby County on homecoming over the North Oldham Mustangs. This is Rocket Football on 93.3.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Singles in Shelbyville. Kubota RTV X Series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, earning their place by setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years on select Kubota RTV X utility vehicles. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
3-0 Shelby County on top. The kickoff gets down to the 13-yard line and received by number 11, Brendan McAfee. And North Oldham will march out their offense for their first offensive possession of this game, with 7:02 left in the first quarter.
You know, that wasn't a very deep kick, and Joey Kenny did a good job coming down at coverage in that one.
Bryce Webb, the senior quarterback, will start the game for the Mustangs in the shotgun with a running back here to his right. Here's the snap, and Webb's going to keep it. Not going to have much room to run, as he may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage on that play.
I think we're going to see a lot of that. The quarterbacks will take it, and they even come in with number one Tanner McCoy at quarterback sometime. And a lot of times when they're not throwing it, they run it more like a wildcat. Quarterback just takes off.
Webb trots off as he went to the sideline to get the play. The ball spotted at the North Oldham 26. And and it's second and 10. Shotgun with two wideouts to each side. Here's the snap. Webb drops back a pass, looking over the middle, and it's a wide open running back there. Connor Newhouse has it across midfield, and now it's a foot race down the sideline. He's running away from him, and he'll go into the end zone for the touchdown. Connor Newhouse.
That was a much different formation. North Odom stacked two guys on the left side, sent one deep. The other one stayed in, sort of like he was going to run a screen or a little pass in a flat, and they run Newhouse out of the backfield on the other side, wide open.
That pass play developed very slowly, and Newhouse stayed in very disciplined, as if he was going to block, and then he slipped right out of the backfield in the middle of the field. No one was close, and as soon as he got over to the visiting sideline, he was able to outrun the defense for the 74-yard touchdown score. Here's the extra point on the way, and it is up and good. 7-3, North Oldham on top of Shelby County with 6:07 in the first quarter. This is Rocket Football on Power 93.3.
It's hot in here.
That's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Serve with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
7-3 here in the first quarter. North Oldham on top of Shelby County with 6:07 to play. Jackson Wine approaches the kick. This one going to be a high end-over-end kick to the end zone for a touchback. That's more like what we expected to see on the opening kick. But this one is the first touchback, and the Rockets will come on to their second possession of this game, trailing 7-3.
It's time for the Rockets to get the moving here. I tell you what, on that long run down through there, North Odom's here to mean business. They laid two Rockets out on downfield blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty good little wake-up call.
The Rockets' offense will start from their own 20 tonight on this second possession. Tyler Drain, senior quarterback with Caleb Moorhead, lined up behind him. Two wideouts, James Bradley and Keyshawn Catlett here on the near sideline. Brandon Davis comes in motion. They'll give it to Moorhead. He'll fumble the ball, and North Oldham looks like they might have gotten it.
It's going to be Stone was in there with the left arm. I don't know if he got it or not.
Yeah, they do. They say second down, but boy, oh boy, that one popped up right out of the arms of Moorhead at the 25. And luckily, as you said, Keon Stone able to fall down on it, so the Rockets avoid disaster there.
A little stoppage in play here for some reason. Now they set it. Rockets again taking their time in the huddle.
This one is Moorhead straight ahead. He dives to the 28-yard line on second down. And that's going to bring up a third and three. We'll call it third and two. This is spotted at the 28-yard line, so got to get it across the 30 for the first down.
Shelby in a slow motion.
Not in much of a hurry out of the huddle. Here's Stone in motion. I give it to Moorhead again. He's up over the 30, and he'll have the first down as he's tackled at the 31-yard line, and Caleb Moorhead picks up the Rockets' first down.
Another that quick little dive right up through there. I really think we're just giving straight handoffs and not doing a read on the triple option and getting 3 or 4 yards at a time.
Two wideouts go to the far sideline. Bradley and Catlett. Here's Stone in motion to that side. Drain keeps it himself, and he'll be knocked down. Wasn't much of a tackle. It was number 23 in on the tackle for North Oldham.
He cut up inside off the tackle right there, and Shelby County had the block on the guy. I think the guy sort of stepped back, and Tyler just tripped over him. I think they had a chance for some big play right there.
Logan Otter with the tackle there, number 23, the senior defensive back. This is second down and 5. Drain back to pass, looking to the right side, has Catlett open with the catch at the 40, and he'll go down on a shoestring tackle and a little
a little help with the spot. It'll be just a little bit short, I think. Let's see. Yep.
Connor Newhouse, who scored the touchdown for North Oldham, brought Catlett down. They give it between the 41 and 40-yard line of Shelby County. And, boy, oh boy, that's about a foot short of the first down marker. So third and less than one here for Shelby County.
They stack in the box a little bit.
Drain going to try and keep it. Second effort after initial contact gets up to the 42 is where the near side official has him spotted. That would be good enough for the first down.
You know, North Oldham come up, put those two big tackles in the gap between the center and the guards, and Tyler Shore had to pull that one and take it to the outside a little bit, and a great effort to get that first down.
There was a defender in his face as he took off from the snap, and he was able to avoid it. And that first contact, another push forward before being brought back several yards, was it good enough for the Rocket first down? So Shelby County driving here late in the first quarter. 3:07 to go. Here's a option keep by Drain. He'll take it over the left side, breaks the tackle, makes a man miss. He's inside Mustang territory at the 40 before being brought down and picks up another first down.
That was a straight two-man quarterback read right there. I think Keyshawn in motion, and then he just turned and went straight up in there and blocked.
Drain gets up after that tackle, running with a limp over here to the near sideline. He'll stay in the ball game, but we'll pay attention and see what that may mean for the senior quarterback. The Rockets trail 7-3 with 2:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Moving from left to right across your dial tonight, Rockets in navy blue and gold, Mustangs in black, white, and teal. This is Brandon Davis around
there
the right side, inside the 20, and he will race to the end zone for the touchdown. Brandon Davis, a 40-yard touchdown run, puts Shelby County back in front.
Kept the blocks on the corner that time, and once he was able to get to that corner, he was gone.
Davis leads this team in rushing touchdowns. That's his 10th of this 2016 season. And the Rockets will have Josh Edwards come on to try this extra point. Edwards dealing with some sort of a leg injury. Here's the snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick as well makes it 10-7. Shelby County back on top, 2:28 left to play in the first. This is Rockets Football on WXLN.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
10-7 Shelby County. This kick, a short one, down to about the 15-yard line. North Oldham brings it out across the 35. They'll spot it down at the 37-yard line. Actually, no, they'll back it up. This near sideline, Judge has them at the 37, but they spot the ball down at the 35.
Draw like the guy on the other side of the field. That's Christian Gayhart, I believe it is, pronunciation, that's doing the kickoff duties.
Edwards, as we mentioned, dealing with a bit of an injury to a leg, and so Christian Gayhart doing some of the place kicking tonight for Shelby County. But it's first and 10 North Oldham. Bryce Webb, the senior quarterback for the Mustangs, takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to the right side.
Number nine.
Ryan Riggs is the running back for North Oldham. Picks up about a gain of four on the play. Bring it out to the 39.
You know, that's the thing about North Odom. They spread the ball around. You know, we've done a couple games this year where we've repeated the same runner over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks, if we delay a little bit, they got so many different guys that are running in these offensive sets. We got to try to pick the numbers and the names.
Webb at quarterback still has Riggs come in motion to the near sideline. Sadoff is going to be the lead blocker on an option key or a quarterback keeper. Webb's going to keep it here to the near side. He'll gain about 3 on the play. Maybe just about 2. It depends. Some of these spots have been a little questionable so far here in the first quarter. They'll give him a 2-yard gain across the 40 to the 41, and that'll bring up 3rd down and about a long 4 for North Odom. We see Jordan Naba come off to the near sideline. Caleb Moorhead in on the defensive side of the football now. And we have 1 minute left to go in the first quarter. 10-7, Shelby on top. North Odom here with a 3rd and 4. Flag here before the snap. And this one going to go against North Odom. Oh, no, excuse me. Wow, they're going to call this against the Rockets. A neutral zone infraction.
I noticed on the outside, we're locked up. We're going to be man-to-man and come after everybody else. We've been playing up on the line of scrimmage pretty close. You know, usually officials say, okay, back up a little bit, back up a little bit. But
they penalize the Rockets.
There.
Yeah, right here. And so with the clock running now under a minute, North Odom has it 1st and 10 from their own 46. Jake Sadoff in the backfield with Bryce Webb. Webb going to drop back, looks to pass
deep
down the middle, overthrows his receiver, took a nice hit.
Connor
play from Connor Dean.
Connor Dean flat laid him out. Looks like we got something else going on down there.
There are no flags on the play. There were a few officials meeting around the 45-yard line, but Webb overthrew his intended target.
You know, Drew Max sort of flushed him out there a little bit, and Connor Dean came off the corner and caught him flush.
Webb hit the turf pretty hard on that attempt. Brings up 2nd down and 10. Shelby County leading this one 10-7 here with the stop clock. The clock stopped at 24.5 seconds. Webb in the shotgun sends man in motion to the far sideline. This one is Ryan Riggs, a run to the near side before being brought down at about the line of scrimmage. They'll actually give him a loss of 1 on the play.
William Davis broke into the backfield and sort of tripped him up a little bit for the Rockets. The rest of the Rockets took him down.
The clock's going to wind down here to zeros and end the first quarter of play with the Shelby County Rockets leading 10-7 over the North Odom Mustangs. You're listening to Rocket Football. This is Power 93.3.